Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Good morning and welcome to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services. I'm Trent Haston from the Roby Family of Companies. We are your hosts. It's Sunday, 9 to 10, WBT, Charlotte, North Carolina, in the house.
What's yo, up? Yo, yo.
Hey, man, what's going on?
That's what I do to my kids. I go, yeah, 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 yeah. I don't do yo, yo, yo. They don't get that.
What?
They get yeah, 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 yeah. And they're like, leave me alone, please.
No, listen, man, I've been waiting to ask you these questions because you sent me a cool picture. You you spent a couple days down at the beach and you found like 14,000 shark's teeth.
No, we found, I think we found, I'm sure the small ones.
Yeah.
Might have been miscounting one or the other by, you know, picking them up with your fingers and trying to count. But we counted out an even 3,000 shark teeth.
Unbelievable.
And we put them on this gridded wrapping paper. I actually taped it to the table and did rows, started with the biggest and did rows of them, which was really fun. I got to do that. Piper helped me do that. On Father's Day,
yeah.
So we came back Sunday. We're recording this during the week before the Sunday following Father's Day. So we rode back from the beach on Sunday, and that's kind of what we do. Every time we go for a hunt, then we clean them up and lay them out and take a picture of them, like on a paper plate. I sent you a couple of those
we
were there. And then we put them all. I filled up a small Gatorade bottle. Had a little weight to it, and then when we get home, we do it on the kitchen table. We did that, and it was exactly Knox, my three-year-old, who turned three in March, actually found a shark tooth. We don't know if it was accidental or not, but he found one. So we saved it. It's a nice size one, about an inch long. We saved it. It wasn't in the 3,000, but we exactly counted out 3,000 shark tooth, Piper and I, Sunday evening. And then if you count Knox, this would be 3,001.
Listen, come on, give Knox some cred. That wasn't by accident. It's in his blood.
Well, the beginning of the trip, he was looking for seashells. You know, he's a little over three. He's all enamored by the seashells in the ocean. And then he went out shark toothing with me one morning. And he said, shark tooth, no seashell, shark tooth. And so he started picking up everything that was black. Because the shark teeth actually, contrary to myth, the little education that you find at the beach, are over a million years old. They're fossils of shark's teeth.
Okay.
And some are many millions of years old. So they're all dark gray or black, generally. A new shark tooth out of a shark's mouth, which I've never found,
is white.
Or,
yeah.
You know, then it goes through the color spectrum. I found some light brown ones and stuff, occasionally some light gray ones, but they might only be a million years old or 500, 750,000 years old. But that's cool to me that there's history behind this and it's been there. And we go to Surfside. This is on our beach trip every year. Surfside is right below Myrtle, south of Myrtle.
Kind of in between Myrtle and Pawleys Island.
First beach below Myrtle.
Yep.
And the way the ledge is and the way the landscape in the ocean is coming into the shore don't have many shark's teeth. Like it's very – I'll look for a couple hours and find three or four. It's very discouraging. So I was Googling where's a good spot to find them. Pawleys is pretty good. We went down there, find about 50, but then every morning for like six or seven of the mornings we were there, I would get up at sunrise and go up to Myrtle Beach, the heart of Myrtle, like 3rd Avenue North, like between the Pavilion and Family Kingdom, where everybody as a kid went to Myrtle Beach, and that I would go look for a couple hours there at the pier and a little north between two piers there. And, man, it was fun. It was brought back a lot of memories of me being in high school and college and a kid and going to the beach and see a bunch of people. Great place to people watch.
Well, no doubt. But here, two things. One, it's still to me crazy that Knox is 3 years old. I mean, Knox is like forever. TJ's shaking his head. I mean, I've said this about 10 times on the radio, but we were in the throes of COVID when Knox was born. And you know, remember, you did the interview from the hospital room, and we've talked about that before. We were both doing the show. TJ and I were here. You were in the hospital room, and Knox, you know, made his presence known, which I cannot believe that's been over 3 years.
He still makes his presence known.
Well, that's good. the second thing is, I know that we are willing to share processes with just about anybody. Whether it's a cornhole tournament or something we do internally. So what's the secret on your shark's teeth?
I like when the tide's receding. I like to look in shell beds.
Shell beds.
I like to get a little wash over the shell beds.
Okay.
Kind of clean them up, kind of sift them. They have a shark teeth have a special shine to them. They got a dark grayish color and have a nice sheen. And, yeah, and you just get an eye for it. And I like to go vertical. If the tide's out, you got to – couple like wet shell bed where the tide is, the water is, and then drier shell bed up top. I'll go perpendicular to the water, so I'll walk up and look and go over about 10 feet and walk down and look and kind of mark the sand. And I tell you, when I'm looking, I enjoy it. I don't look at my phone much. I kind of hear people, watch people, look at people.
You're kind of in the zone.
You have a bond with other people that look for them, and they kind of go, oh, wait, are you finding any? And kind of talk to different people. It's kind of a common bond. And you got the history and all that, so it's really cool. So
well, on that note, this is coming together for me. I learned something about you while you were gone from one of our friends and a client, John Ferris, said you like to pan for gold with him, and it's a similar process.
It's very similar.
And so I'm on the hook. We got to take him gold. We got to go pan for
John
gold. John
Ferris is an architect,
yep.
A dear friend of mine, long time, and him and I have gone and sat in several of creeks.
We're going to do that
and,
again.
Set up sluice boxes and pan for gold. I always hunted quartz crystals as a child.
Yep.
So, you know, I mean, life can be simple and enjoyable. It doesn't all have to be what you got, accumulation, spending money.
Agreed.
You do this, it's free, you have a good time. I really enjoy it. And I have a jar. It's a gallon milk jug glass jar that Reagan got. And that we put them in it, it went up about 2 inches. But it's from when I was like six. I'm now 45, and it's all my family's shark teeth now. So we kind of got some generations going for roughly 40 years in this one jar. And we'll grow out of it. We'll get a bigger jug, maybe a 2 gallon. So
that's cool.
So who we got on the show today, Patrick?
So we've got Michael DePalma, who's president of the Bridge Foundation in Charlotte. We do this every year. We bring in, we give a annual scholarship, and we have our winner. It was funny, I was telling Michael, I read his, was the first one I had the chance to read when we were reviewing applications, and what a remarkable story. And that's Andre, and he'll be on the next segment with Michael.
Cool. I'm excited to hear, man.
Yeah,
good.
Me too. I think you'll like
all
it.
All right, let's go. You're listening to At Home with Roby.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services. I'm Trent Hasten from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. If you missed the first segment and you want to be a professional shark tooth, are you a tootherman?
A shark tooth hunter.
A shark tooth hunter? Like
so,
a fisherman?
So I want to finish what I was saying. And it ties in great with what we're doing on the show today. We got Andre coming up. Andre's on the phone. Hey, Andre.
Hey, how are you all doing?
We're doing good. I'll let Patrick introduce you in a second, but I was going to say this before I got a little sidetracked. When I'm looking for shark teeth and I'm in hour three or four and my back's hurting, my eyes are tired, it's hot, and I'm annoyed by all the people at the beach. No, I'm kidding. That doesn't happen. And I think about it's like what I do when I run, and it's like what I do when I do business and business deals. The word fortitude just keeps resonating in my mind, and it's like it's kind of an analogy for how I want to operate my family, my relationships, and my business. And it's just kind of motivational, and it's like, hey, just keep having fortitude. Keep finding them. Let's go. Come on. Pull through, boy. So
well, that is a great segue.
It is,
I mean, talking about somebody who's had fortitude in their life. And if you did miss the first segment, you want to go back and hear about the shark teeth, 3,000 shark teeth. That's incredible. You know, you can get us on the podcast. You can go to any of our social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, or Instagram. But, Andre Ford Boyd, who's our 2023 Bridge Scholarship winner in Charlotte. First of all, congratulations. Thank you. Second, fortitude is something that that you most certainly are familiar with throughout your life. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so my story is a little different. I was born and raised, you know, in Indian Trail, North Carolina. Attended Porter Ridge Middle School, Poplin Elementary. But the course of my life changed when I was around 13 when my mom passed. She died of a heart attack. It was unexpected. She had some underlying health things that I personally believe could have been taken care of by doctors if she had better doctors. But she was a registered nurse, and she passed when I was 13. And then I moved to Charlotte, North Carolina, to attend Ridge Road Middle School and Mallard Creek High School, which where I recently graduated from. But before I graduated, my father passed when I was age 15 from the coronavirus pandemic, and those two life changing events really shaped who I am today. It shaped my thought process, shaped my outlook, and ultimately will shape my destination in life.
Nah, man, there's fortitude right there.
Hey, man, got me in tears over here, Andre. Yeah,
me too.
God bless you, man.
Thank you. God bless you.
Yeah, we were just talking about Father's Day and stuff like that. I thought a lot about my father on Father's Day. I hope he had some good memories.
Oh, yes. I'm actually got adopted by my uncle, who's taken care of me ever since I was 13. And, they're two amazing, God-fearing people. My uncle's actually a pastor for Rockwell AME Zion Church.
Oh, nice.
Charlotte. And my aunt's a dentist here in Charlotte, so yeah.
Wow. God bless you. That's wonderful.
Well, before, thank you. Yeah, it's funny how life works out, you know, just throwing one bullet, but I just, you know, God had a way of bouncing, setting me in the right environment for success.
Well, no, that's cool. I might have got a little ahead of myself here. We have Michael DePalma in the studio, too. Michael, tell us, I mean, I think you can give a better explanation to me. People hear me talk all the time sometimes.
And Michael leads the Bridge Foundation.
He's the president.
He's been on the radio before.
Yep.
I have, yep.
When you became president, right?
That's right, yep.
Or you were usurping presidency.
I think there may not have been a vote, but it was handed off nonetheless.
It was a placement.
But we did a show a year ago, roughly,
right.
About the Bridge Foundation and what you guys do. And welcome back.
Thank you guys for having me.
Give the audience a refresher here before we get too far with Mr. Ford Boyd here.
Sure. Yeah, and Andre, great to hear your voice again. I got to hear you during our final dinner a couple of weeks ago, and it was great to hear you present there, and I'm glad to talk to you again. Just to take a step back with the Bridge Foundation. Andre found out about it, obviously, through his attempts to get money for school. But we are a private foundation based here in Charlotte with the goal of giving a scholarship a year to a worthy Mecklenburg County student. And that really is the only official requirement, is you have to graduate from a Mecklenburg County school, public or private. Other than that, your job is to convince us, is to come and present. Andre had to meet in person for interviews and then present again at a finals dinner. And you win the crowd, you explain your goals, your passions, what got you to where you are now, and then where you want to go. And that's what I was hoping we can, you know, Andre is the star of the show. I'm just here to maybe promote the scholarship a little bit, but where Andre wants to go with some of the activities that he wants to go going forward is, I think, where we want to maybe have him continue that story.
Yeah, Andre, by all means. So what's the plan?
Yeah, so as I kind of touched on earlier, my mother was a registered nurse, and as a child, I was always curious to learn more about healthcare and learn more of getting into healthcare, and I always asked her to share stories, but, you know, she can't violate certain codes of conduct, but she could briefly scan over how it goes, the flow of the office. She worked in various settings, but that's besides the point. Where I want to take that is I want to become a cardiologist, and that's mainly because of my mother's passing from a heart attack. I will be going to North Carolina A&T State University to study biology pre-med.
There you go.
I'll also be minoring in nutrition and business. And but yes, I want to become a cardiologist. And when I set that goal for myself, I found like even more reasons why I would want to do that. Firstly, it came to my knowledge not too long ago that less than 3% of healthcare professionals are of African American descent, and even in cardiology, less than 3% of medical professionals are of African American descent. And that number really stood out to me because the patients that they see, especially in a cardiology office, of African-American descent, we tend to have higher risk of heart disease, heart attack, stroke, things of that nature. And I just really want to make a difference in that field, and I have the power to do so.
Wow. Hey, man, you got fortitude. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, and you speak so well. I got a question for you. How did you find out about the Bridge Foundation opportunity?
So I was looking online for, like, local scholarships, and the Bridge Foundation just popped up on a Google search engine, and it's like, yeah, I have to. And then what really stood out to me about the Bridge was the core values. Purpose was the one that I was like, it was just highlighted in my mind. I was like, oh, yeah, I have to. And the Bridge, lo and behold, it came through, and they have faith in me, and I was thankful to receive it.
Well, that is wonderful. You know, Charlotte is a big mecca for the cardiology industry.
We had a
relative to our founder, Andrew Robichek, Francis Robichek. Dr. Francis died a year or two ago at the age of 100, I think. And he started the Sanger Clinic and did the first heart transplant. I think he did it on a dog, actually.
Well, I mean, a pioneer in the cardiology field for sure. I mean, if you can go back and research, and not only that, just a philanthropist as well.
And the guy could barely even I couldn't even understand his English. So and he was a character and did a lot of speaking engagements. My granddad used to take me when I was a kid, which was a big impression in my life. But once again, talking about fortitude and talking about how you got to overcome and you want to be successful, you got to have purpose. And your purpose, man, that is so cool that you have studied that the population of folks that need heart care. It is high in the African American community and the population of doctors and physicians in that industry is less than 3%. It really, I think that's eye opening. Really,
yes, it was for me certainly.
Well, Andre, we're going to take a break. Can you stick around with us for one more segment?
Oh yes.
All right, we got Andre Ford Boyd, winner of the 2023 Bridge Scholarship. You listen to At Home with Roby. We'll be back. Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. We have Andre Ford Boyd, winner of the 2023 Bridge Scholarship. If you missed the last two segments, go back. You can listen to them on a podcast. You can Google us, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, all the things.
And talking about Andre, I mean, you candidly said, hey, man, I was Googling opportunities. I was Googling scholarships. I was putting in the time. I came across it. I saw a purpose. I know what my purpose is. I'm going to go after this thing. And here you've won something that really is life-changing at this stage of your life.
Oh, yeah.
And the monetary value, but also the recognition you're getting to do this. And hopefully it'll open the door to so many more things. And I'm sure you have other scholarships and stuff that you have achieved as well, and you will continue to do so. Am I right about that?
Oh, yeah, I have a couple.
Oh, sure. Trent, you mentioned, I mean, we used to do something, a business lesson of the day or of the week on the show, and you started this out with fortitude, talking about your shark teeth endeavors kind of carrying over to how you live your life, which I think was very eye-opening and enlightening. I knew that, of course, but it kind of reminds me of have you ever seen that meme where the guy's digging the hole, and he gives up, and he's got like this much more, maybe a quarter inch of a hole to go.
For
a giant diamond or something.
Oh, man,
on the other side.
I want that diamond.
Or the gold. But, I mean, it's so true. I mean, I think people that give up on things, I mean, that's probably the difference between success and failure.
My big thing is it's about the journey to get the diamond. When you get the diamond, it doesn't satisfy you. You get the diamond, and you look for another journey and look for something to have faith in. So
it's fulfillment, right?
I mean, and Andre, you are just the shining example of a young person that is out there proactively. We always talk about heels and toes in our business, and we want to keep our customers and our vendors and our people that we serve on their heels, and we want to be on our toes. We want to be proactive, not reactive. and you're out here on your toes, and you're out here doing it, and you are golden proof that there's opportunities out here if people are just willing to go do it.
Well, that too, man. I mean, I'm sorry. I think we're on a little bit of a soapbox. I do want to hear from you, Andre. But it's and that's a choice, Trent. It is. You can wake up in the morning and you can lay on your back and feel sorry for yourself, and not have the fortitude, or you can do what Andre is and says, you know, I'm gonna grab this thing by the horns and take it down, which is impressive. So sorry, Andre. Go ahead. I know you had a thought there.
Oh, I was just agreeing 100%. That is. That so for me personally speaking, whenever I set out to go and get a goal, even upon achieving it, you know, I have 3 month goals and I have 6 month goals, then 12 months. I try not to go past 12 months because you're taking off course or something. You can't really see into that far. But I'm always been a goal oriented person, a schedule person. It's very hard to not operate. I feel kind of bad when I'm not operating on a schedule, when I don't have a vision. Vision is very big for me. And, I totally agree with that statement you said.
Well, no, I mean, and we have Michael DePalma here, who's the president of The Bridge, and you were at the – I was not able to attend the presentation that Andre did. What really set him apart from everybody else?
I was actually going to have Andre set him up to tell us a story about kind of an example of what set him apart. And we're kind of hitting on it with goals and drive and taking past experiences and making something out of it. And Andre, hopefully you can recall the story you told us about right as your aunt and uncle were adopting you and your cousin was involved too. They kind of helped you out with, I guess, strength and conditioning and your own body. And you even had a very tremendous weight loss. And I figured I kind of heard that story as, hey, that's one of those goals that you started off when you could have been in a different place in your life and you could have been down on yourself. So if you want to share that story, I think that'd be a great example of the goals you set for yourself and how you succeed on them.
Oh, yeah, 100%. So when my mom passed when I was 13, I moved to Charlotte with my aunt and uncle. And at the time, I was probably around 5'8", 355 pounds. That is terrible. That's completely terrible. But it all had to do with the way I was living and the way in which I was eating. I wasn't an active child. I was eating trash, as most children do, but my metabolism just couldn't make up for it. So I moved to Charlotte, told my uncle I wanted to play for Mallard Creek High School. Well, at the time, it was Ridge Road Middle School, but, you know, eighth grade going
What sport?
Football.
Okay. I don't know if you said that.
I told my uncle I wanted to start, and he was like, "You're not going to be able to play at that size." He was real straight up with me, and I was like, "Okay, what do I need to do?" He laid down the foundation. He said, "What I need to do, what I need to eat, how I need to eat, when I need to work out, what should I aim for?" And from that point on, he rode me, stayed on me. Once I told him my plans, he gave me the foundation. I was up at, I want to say like 5, I set my alarm for 5 a.m. every morning. I'll never forget, in eighth grade, the entire eighth grade year, I set my alarm for 5 in the morning to wake up and do an hour on the treadmill and before school, and then I would go to football practice. And, yeah, I went from I'd say about that summer of from 7th to 8th grade, all the way till about ninth grade, I went from 355 pounds to 260 pounds.
Whoa.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, that was commitment that we heard, in his stories that he shared with the group, that just the commitment he had, and we fully believe that he's going to accomplish whatever goal he sets himself out to.
Sounds like Jamie Tartt and Roy Kemp from Ted Lasso, the season 3. Y'all seen that?
I have not seen season 3.
Yes, I do watch Ted Lasso.
Yeah. No, that's good. So it's hard work and determination, fortitude.
So Andre, are you excited about North Carolina A&T this fall?
Oh my God, I'm elated! I can't wait to continue my journey, meet my next goals. I'm just really ready for, you know, life. The next phase of life. You know, I'm excited.
Well, when do you go to school? When do you go move in?
I move in August 17th, just a little bit earlier than most students. I'm part of a STEM program. We move in a little earlier when you're part of that STEM living learning community.
Are you living on campus dormitories?
Yes, yeah. I'll be living in Pride Hall.
Well, you know, kind of what we're talking about when I went to Chapel Hill, I was fortunate enough to attend UNC. I lived in Morrison Dorm in South Campus, one campus dormitory my freshman year, the oldest 1950s yeah. building. And I had so much fun right. embracing the diversity and everybody and living in a suite with seven other folks of all differences that everybody was so excited about getting out and getting their own apartment. I signed up for year two and rolled in with one of my suite mates that I had just met the year prior. And it's the best memories of my life, and just thinking about how excited I was leading up to that August move-in and all the newness and all the excitement. Man, I can't imagine the emotions that you're feeling on that.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Well, that's my as you're going to, because you got all the right characteristics. Yep. But cherish every moment, buddy.
Yeah, yes, sir, absolutely. Yes, absolutely, Andre, and I was going to kind of echo that. I remember those days, right, when you moved into college. I can understand your excitement. And I just kind of going back, I know you have your uncle and your cousin and your aunt and your family is there for you. And I just want to reiterate what we told you after we let you know you won the Bridge Scholarship, is that you also have the Bridge Foundation as a community. Patrick's part of the group as well. And you have a whole group of mentors that are here in Charlotte that are ready to support you, that you can reach out to if you have a question about classes or socializing or anything that you're going in that may be new, and maybe you want a different perspective than just family speaking up. And I hope you take that advantage of that as you go into college, because it's exciting and there's new but opportunities. But sometimes you need to have that sounding board. And in addition to the financial support we want to give you, we also want to provide you that business, that mental support that you might need as well. So feel free to reach out to us anytime you have a question.
Well put.
Well, thank you so much. I'm very fortunate to be a part of this. Thank you.
Well, Andre, a word of wisdom for you is an old tongue likes to wag. That means if you earnestly go ask people for help and advice that are successful and experienced, they'll always help you. They don't necessarily need you to do what they say. They need you to understand and hear what they say and take it into account. What's one thing that you like to live by? What's one of your mottos, Andre? Leave us with that.
Unsatisfactory. Never satisfied. And that's something that it just comes natural to me, because my why has always been my parents ever since they passed. And I always want to make them proud in everything that I do, and that's a tough measuring stick. My mom was very successful in her regard. My dad was very successful. My aunt and uncle are very successful in their regards. You know, just making my entire family proud and building upon. If I believe if I could take what I was born with and double it, I'll be satisfied. And that's all I want to do. So unsatisfactory in everything I do.
Well, congratulations. Godspeed to your first year in college and your last summer before college. You always have a folks at the Roby family of companies as well to lean on and ask for advice. I look forward to watch you progress along the way, and good luck in your aspirations, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. You're listening to At Home with Roby.
Welcome back at Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial and Services on Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. Trent, what do you think about old Andre Ford?
Man,
boy?
I thought that was awesome. I teared up a couple times. Yep. Fortitude. I kind of thought that might have a segue, but hearing his story, unsatisfactory, great word. My man said he's never satisfied. With that, though, you got to find peace in everything you do. And I think he does that. I think you find that through faith in something and believing and believing that things are going to work out. So thank you, Andre. I think it's a perfect time to I was telling a friend at the beach that we saw at the beach. She told me she's in the real estate business, and she told me, she said, I'm finally reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki.
Yeah,
and I had told her several years ago about it. I was like, yeah. Well, you know, I told you I'd take you to dinner after you read it, and I'll need to refresh. I need to do that for Tatum, because she read it, my oldest daughter.
There you go.
And I have not taken her to dinner to review it, because I have not refreshed my mind on it lately. But I told her, I said, the way I knew about that book was my mom was listening to Bob and Sherry on 107.9 when I was a kid. I was like 15 or 16 working, wanting to be an entrepreneur, wanting to be a businessman. And she heard like the top 10 books to buy for your kids to read. And ones that I remember was that, one of my favorite books ever, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki. Andre, please go get it and read it, please. The Wealthy Barber
was
a great book.
Well,
and then two books that I still pass on and are my favorite books of all time, The Richest Man in Babylon by George Kasson and The Instant Millionaire.
Well, you had a Richest Man in Babylon quote on the last segment, and again, if you missed it, go back and listen, but you said an old tongue will wag.
Yep.
And that's, I was trying to get that in there, Richest Man in Babylon.
Well, you know, when and it's funny, when you everybody thinks about themselves we're humans, so you think about yourself in an egotistical way. So you don't realize that everybody else has something they're dealing with and has issues. And that's why I always say lead with grace, the golden rule. I say it at the end of every show. But you know, when you're a young person and an inexperienced person, and you see somebody in whatever industry or business or sports or whatever they do that's very successful, you get intimidated, but we do that to ourselves, and you think they're better than you, and they're more arrogant than you, and they don't want to help you, and it's the complete opposite.
All we want to do
is we find fulfillment as humans when we do get to help people.
Well, and I agree 100%. To me, the most satisfying thing is when you see somebody that has that aha moment, or they break a ceiling that they didn't know that was there. Like it sounds like Andre's done several times in his life, but that's a gift that we're so fortunate to be able to see, both in business and life, is someone to succeed.
Yeah.
And you had made a comment earlier about faith. I listen to a lot of Tony Robbins. People give me a hard time for it, whatever. But he always says the biggest disappointment is success without fulfillment.
Yep.
And he said he talks to plenty of people that are billionaires that are miserable. And so to have success and have fulfillment is really what we're after.
Michael, I mean, you're an example. You're the president of the Bridge Foundation.
Yeah.
Patrick, you're on the board. My next door neighbor, Michael Cox, who's been on the radio, is on the board. My dear friend, Andy Presley.
That's how I got on the Bridge, Andy Presley.
And I'm not involved. You represent us well, Patrick. But thank you guys for what you do. You got to give back somewhere and do it with aspiration. But, Mike, I'm going to ask you, we asked you to stick around for the last segment. When I was talking about shark teeth and stuff, you were shaking your head. Do you like collect things?
Oh, here we go.
I have time to collect some things. I still have all my basketball cards and baseball cards from my wife has looked in the closet, and what are these things doing here? Why do we still have them? And I'd love to say they're going to be worth something one day. Who's to say, right? I'm sure somebody can. It's worth what somebody's willing to pay. I can't say that I've had a recent shark tooth collection. I do like the idea of what you're saying, the fortitude and finding something that lets your mind kind of not stray, focus in on something and maybe let the noise of the world go away while you're doing it. And I think that's what a good hobby can give you.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Whether it could be fishing, it could be tennis, it could be
coin collecting.
Mm-hmm. It could be a myriad. It could be gold panning. I mean, can't wait.
Tatum found one arrowhead. I've told that story before, and the history of that arrowhead, right?
Illinois.
She found it on Reagan's grandmother's farm that's now been sold. And,
wow.
And she told me, she said, I mean, I looked for, I bet I got 90 hours looking for these arrowheads, and I was always asking her uncles on this one trip, how do you find them? They got them all in shadow boxes, and She said, Dad, I found this arrowhead because you believed. She said, they didn't think you could find it because you don't, conservation, now you can't till as deep and all that stuff. So the ground's been cold. Anyway, the history of it. And TJ's trying to get us out of the show, isn't he? He's trying to buy some time.
But I have so much more to say.
Michael, it's nice to have you.
Sure. Yeah, I'll just throw out thebridgefoundation.net for all you future applications, students who want to apply for it next year. Bridgefoundation.net. Check out the website, see our past winners, and we'll have new application information coming out in the school year.
Michael DePalma, Patrick McIsaac, I'm Trent Haston. Thanks for listening to the At Home with Roby show. Go do the golden rule. Treat others the way you want to be treated and carry a smile on your face.
We'll be right back. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.